Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. I'm Julia Cannon, and this is my co-host, Tracy Mahan. Woohoo!
Hopefully you guys all survived our pre-record last week. Yeah.
Yeah, did the week feel really strange to you because we did it on a different day?
Yeah, it seems like it's been 3 weeks ago now.
Exactly. Exactly. It was like, man, that's been so long ago. It's exactly the same feeling I've had.
Yeah, it's like, it's almost like I forgot today was even Friday because it seemed like it's been so long since we've done a mm-hmm. show.
Time.
Yeah, maybe we should talk about it. I don't know.
Maybe.
Let's see. If people are listening, I do want to tell them to go over to the BBS Radio TV on Facebook to watch us live in the video form and join us in the chat. So
yeah, and tell us where you're from. I love knowing where you're from.
She does love knowing yourself. Where you're from. I know that you're from spirit, so that's all I need.
Where Come are on. You existing in this plane of existence, on this plane, 3D plane, in this body that you're in? And
I had to mute myself for a second because when I pull up the video, then it goes into this thing where I didn't even do that right. Now I have to do it again. Okay, you guys, I promise I'm going to join you somewhere in the chaos.
Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain.
I really do want to see what you're putting in the chat room.
I'm going to join you.
So, okay, we've got Tracy, we have Tack, we have Judy, we have Amy. Come join us in our chat room so that we can have some fun with all of you. So BBS Radio TV, if you're not on that particular outlet to comment, please join us over there. All right.
Yes.
Oh, we have 200 stars to see your comment here. Oh, okay. I don't know what that means, but I'm Monique. All right, you guys, we're ready to get this going. I've made some coffee for tonight so that I could be all jacked up because I know you guys are disappointed if I'm not wired.
I think you are. You haven't drunk any yet, or you have?
Not really. I mean, maybe.
Maybe you didn't need it.
But we don't know what, how many cups of these have I made today?
True. Hmm. True.
Yeah.
Put your guess in the chat room.
Yeah. How many cups of coffee has Tracy had today? Mm-hmm. I don't even know if I remember. I'm going to have to go count the little pods. No. No, it's been actually a wonderful day. The sun came out today in Oregon. It has been raining. And I think you've had the same thing.
Yeah, for the last 2 days, it's just been raining and it got colder. You know, like today, it's trying to resemble. I mean, it's probably just fall, but it sure feels like it's approaching winter. Mm-hmm. I'm not quite ready for that. Had to break out the sweater.
Sweater in it. I agree. Yeah. But it was nice because it's like, oh, the sun is out. Mm-hmm. So I did the thing that people that don't get a lot of light in the winter do. And I went and stood in the sunlight.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, I learned the hard way that I get winter depression if I don't get the sun. So when I see a day like this, I do try to get outside and get that sunshine. Gotta keep me perky, and we can't just rely on the coffee.
No.
So that might be part of it too. I got some sunshine today. I'm in this place. It's all good. I want to thank everybody, by the way, because, you know, I post the shows on my YouTube channel as well. And sometimes I remember to share the comments. I copy them and share them with you. But so many wonderful comments. And I just want to thank people that are on the YouTube watching this. Your comments are just, I go and read them the same as I do these chats in the live feed. It's so nice to hear everybody say such wonderful things about us. So my challenge is, what wonderful thing do you think you could say about Julia today? No. Because you know why? Because we're your mirror. So whatever Absolutely. You see that you love about us, it's because you love that about you too. So
yeah. Well, I thought your challenge was going to be who could say the most nicest thing in general.
Oh God, like, that's even better. Go with her. Go with Julia's. Gosh, she's always got to be even better, right? Wow. I hand it to you, though. That's a good one. Who has the best ones?
Yeah, let's outdo each other in niceness. You know,
I mean, think so. Yeah.
Wouldn't that be fun?
That would be fun. That would be really fun. And always think of Monica when we say that.
Wouldn't it be fun?
Yeah. Oh, Judy says that the winds of change are severely blowing in Australia.
Yeah. What does that mean, Judy? The winds of change. What does that mean? I mean, I know you've got some. Judy,
well, you know, they got a lot of things going on there in Australia with, you know, the way that things are going there. She cracks me up because she's a day ahead, right? So she says, you both make my Saturday. And I'm like, Saturday? What about your Saturday?
Did we miss a day? Yeah, we're complete. Remember, time.
I think we have our theme.
I think so.
Yeah. And you know what? That's funny because I did have a conversation about time today with a client. So, yeah. Maybe that is what we're supposed to be doing.
Maybe.
The winds of change. We're looking for it. Mm-hmm. Oh, let's see. We agreed to talk about instances and phases of the timelines. Like when Tracy said her son didn't finish building what. Oh, yeah. No, okay. So we're going back to the Mandela thing. Am I saying that right?
Mandela. Oh.
Yeah, so we actually, Lenny, we did talk about that on the phone, that's what we were going to do today. So that kind of involves time and timelines and jumping.
And dimensions and yeah.
Okay. So I told you I'm a slacker and I said, you know, we should probably do some homework around this. And I didn't. Mm-hmm. I didn't do it.
You know, it's okay because people don't expect that of us. Because that's not how we roll.
You're so easy on us.
We don't roll that way, and you guys know that, right? We're totally spontaneous, totally in the moment.
We totally are. Yeah,
totally.
I set an alarm so I'd make it on time,
and we are 100% guided. Mm-hmm. So we are going to talk about what is important. You know, we feel you guys and we feel who will be watching this and who will be hearing this, and we are able to actually it's not us, it's them. They're coming through us and through us giving you what you're needing to hear.
Yeah.
How about that? Okay. That was all from them.
You need sound effects going on behind you.
Yeah, absolutely. And just bear with us. It takes us a little bit to get in the groove, you know, but we will once Tracy's coffee kicks in for the how many time.
Give us like another 45 minutes and we'll have this.
Really, there will be a reason that you tuned in. Okay. You will get, they're saying you will get your answer. Ooh, that's interesting. Ooh. Okay. I don't know.
Now, does that mean we also have a question? Yes. Judy says that it is very windy and there's lots of change. So there you go. Okay. It's a physical wind and lots of change. Okay. So that's the winds of change.
Well, do you ever notice that, like when the winds pick up and it's like something's blowing in, you know, it's like something happening. Something
something
out and bringing something new in. It's like, it's that feeling about it. Something's blowing in. And
it really is. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, just be careful in case something's blowing around too. No. like the shelter I have in my backyard that I was afraid was going to take off. And like I peeked out the door and went, nope, it's still there. That's a good day. So, because we really had some whistling wind. The dog kept barking because I have a tree at the back of the house that the wind was blowing it. And so it was scratching against the house. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if she thought it was a critter or what, but that whole night, that it was windy, and then she'd settle down. Yeah, so I'm talking about the little one.
Yeah, latte.
Yes, the other ones could care less. They're like whatever.
Yeah, but we've heard it before.
Break in. We don't care. So, yeah. Yeah. Okay. So some of the stories that I was going to tell, I've had a few. So I don't know if I just watch one too many Matrix movies. I don't know, but I've noticed that in my personal life that I can leave a scenario and come back and it's different. The first one that I really noticed was when on social media, one of my sisters posted a picture, one of those old fashioned pictures where we all get dressed up in the old clothing and everything. Right. And she posted this picture on social media and I was like, oh, that's a cute picture. And then I realized I was in it. And I have no memory of taking that picture.
Oh, wow.
But not only was I in it, but I was probably 20. It's not like I was a child. I was probably 20 years old. And because I was gauging it off of how old
everybody else,
my younger sister. Yeah. And I was like, okay, wait a minute. That makes me about, I was like, how do I not remember this?
Because that would have been what those kind of pictures, you're at an event, you're at something where they do that.
Yeah, we were at the coast and they had a little storefront that had that they took your pictures. Mm-hmm. Why do I know this? Because I went and asked my mom. Okay. Not because I remember it.
Okay, because I'll say if you remember that, then we'll step you along and maybe you'll remember. Okay.
No, I was like, when did we take this? Well, remember that time we went to the beach and we went to that little storefront. Okay, I remember the storefront. I remember it having those pictures in the window and I remember us all looking at them when she reminded me of that, but I do not remember going in and taking the picture. So that was interesting.
But did you blip out for a little while?
I don't know. I jumped a timeline or something.
Something.
So apparently the version of me now was not the version that was conscious of that timeline where we did that. Okay, so the next one.
Actually, that's a really good point because, you know, we are moving timelines a lot through our lives. And that's a good point to look at something that's that far ago. That you very likely are on it in a different timeline. I mean, but that's interesting. I never thought that you might not remember things that happened.
Yeah. Yeah. That was new to me too. Cause I was like, okay, why don't I remember? Another one of like that, where I didn't remember an event was we were at my grandmother's funeral and I was sitting by my brother and he was telling stories of childhood and stuff. And he goes, oh man, one of my biggest memories growing up Catholic. One of my biggest memories was when Dad made us for 30 days in a row, say the rosary after dinner. Oh my God, I hated that. And he was going on and on about this story about Dad would have us do this after dinner. We would all go say the rosary.
Right.
And I'm sitting there going, man, I must have been too young to remember that. And then my sister, who's 4 years younger than me, sits down and she's like, oh, I remember that. That was horrible. I'm like, wait a minute. She's 4 years younger than me. How does she remember it? No memory of it.
Hmm.
And that's 30 days of saying a rosary. If you guys are familiar with the rosary, that's a very long prayer. And, you know.
It could be something you've just blocked out.
I don't think I did because I actually liked the rosary.
Okay.
Yeah. So it wasn't torture to me. I actually liked the rosary because I always felt like I get connected to, you know, when doing the Hail Marys, I would always imagine Mother Mary in front of me and I, you know, active imagination. And so I didn't mind doing the rosary. So I don't think that, and maybe that's why I don't remember because it didn't traumatize me like it did them. I don't know.
Could be.
But you would still think that if he's remembering it, he's 2 years older than me. And if my 4 year younger than me sister remembers, right. Then it's like, I should be remembering this. Why am I not remembering this? So that was another one where I didn't remember the event that we didn't have a photograph of this one, but I still don't remember. That's more impactful when you're in a photograph and you don't remember.
Right.
That one was a little bit more jarring for me.
Are you sure that's me? You're really sure that's me?
Yeah, I was like, I'm in this picture. Why don't I remember this at all? And it's not like I was a little kid. Mm-hmm. And so that's what got me going on the Mandela effect.
Okay.
Was that picture, that old fashioned picture. So that got me going down that rabbit hole. Well, then one of the big significant things that happened was on a trip that I went to California, I was asked, you know, I was in prayer, I was in my meditation or whatever, and I was asked, you know, they use us sometimes as conduits to run energy and do stuff like that. And they said, when you're in California, can we use you as a conduit? And I said, well, what does that mean for me? And they said, we just need your permission. You won't even know it's happening. Okay. So the day before I get on, or the day that I get on the airplane, I got quiet and I said, are we still doing this? Am I still your conduit? And they said, it's already done. The only thing that would change it is if you don't get on the airplane. I thought that was interesting. I went on that trip and everything was a deja vu. But before that plane would land, we were circling around and around for an hour and a half. We circled around because of the fog, and we almost ended up having to land in a different airport. And so we get there, and everything that was going on the week that I was there, I kept going, we're going to turn here, aren't we? Yep. Huh. Do we know that person? Have we met that person before? You know, it's like, no, don't know that person at a restaurant. And I'm like, have we been in this place before? Have you brought me here before? No, you know, that kind of stuff. And it was just constantly like, I've already done this. So then I remembered that was my message. As long as you get on the airplane, it's already done. The only thing that would change it would be if I didn't get on the airplane, then I would have put myself on a different timeline. So that's when I got back from that trip, and a house that had been built. Now, this is what they're referring to in the chat room. They were building a new development behind my house. And when I left, the house that was kitty corner to ours was already built, fully built, and ready to be moved into built. And I got back and I opened the back door to let the dogs out. And that's when you can see it, when you open that back door. And I opened the back door to let the dogs out, and they're just putting the framework on the foundation. Hadn't been built yet. And I was like, what's going on? And my older son comes up, and I said, wasn't that house already built? And he goes, right? I thought so too. We must have thought it was the one next to it. And I'm like, no, I'm pretty sure it was that one. Mm-hmm. And then when it did get finished, it looked exactly like I remembered it in my head. So I'm pretty convinced that there was a timeline jump with whatever was happening with that whole thing that was going on in California, the circling of the plane, whatever it was, that came back on a different timeline than I left on.
Yeah, or went back in time, but it seemed like there'd be other things happening if you went back in time that you would know. There'd be like some things that, like repeating things or whatever. But yeah, I don't.
Right? You can't explain this stuff. So then.
You have a lot.
I have a lot of them.
Mm-hmm. You do.
An area that I used to work in, like for 7 years, I worked in this area. And so every day, and it was a real estate office, and every day we'd go to lunch, right? So I know that I would have known about this building, right? So one day, and I hadn't worked there, probably been maybe a month or so that since I'd been in the area, it'd been a few weeks. And so I'm driving past, and all of a sudden there's this little Mexican restaurant sitting on the corner of the street that I would turn on to go to the office that I would work at. Uh-huh. And I'm thinking, where in the heck did that come from? Well, I used to work with my sister. She was in that same office. So I called her up and I said, when did they put that little Mexican place in there? She goes, what are you talking about? That's been there forever.
Not in my world.
Not in my reality, it wasn't. And I was like, we would have eaten there. You know, we would have tried it. Mm-hmm. So no, that wasn't in that reality. That wasn't, what timeline, you hear me say this all the time, what timeline am I on? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So another one was driving down, it was another trip I took. And when I came back, then there was a building, a big building, like a big warehouse building that was along the highway that wasn't there when I left. And I'm like, mm-hmm. There's no way they did that in like 6 days. What happened? How did that get there? So yeah, like, and the stories go on. I could tell the beach story if you want, but you look like you have something to share.
No, I don't. No, I was thinking about the beach one too.
Yeah. So the beach one, that's when I was in Florida, and we were I want to say Deerfield Beach, if I'm maybe remembering the beach wrong, but I was with Stacy, my friend Stacy, and we were sitting on the beach, and that was about a year ago, just 2 weeks over. And we're sitting there and we're looking out over the water. And I kept telling her, there's a crystal city that sits over Florida. There's a crystal city. And so we're sitting out there on the beach. And I was like, we should see if we can tune into this city. I said, I feel the energy of it. It's just such a cool energy out here today. And so we're both just kind of focusing on this crystal city. And we had our eyes closed. And then I opened my eyes and I'm like, okay, now let me see it. So I'm looking out over the water and I'm looking around and I'm very, very conscious of what I'm seeing. Absolutely nothing in front of me. Little child over here screaming out at the water. So I'm looking to see what he's screaming out. And he keeps screaming, Dad, you know, and he's screaming out. And there's this man way out in the water. And I thought, oh, that poor little guy, that guy's never going to hear him. He's way out there snorkeling. Uh-huh. You know, his head's in the, you know, and he keeps bobbing up and down and he's snorkeling. So I'm watching him do that. And this little kid's screaming for him. And the family is over, you know, the whole family is sitting there, maybe 50 yards from us or whatever, not that far. And I'm looking out over the water and there's nothing going on except for that man out there and the little boy screaming for him.
Right.
Then we hear this crackling thunder noise and we go like this. And Stacy's looking to see if there's a thunderstorm coming because she wants us off the beach if we are. We go like this. We're like, well, that was why, because it kind of startled us. And yeah, yeah. We turn back around and all of a sudden there's five kayakers. And I'm just like, where did that come from? In order for them to get their kayaks out, they would have had to have gone right past us.
Right.
Especially because they were right in front of us. And they would have had to move super fast to get out there and get in their kayaks and be out in the water, actually rowing in the kayaks at that point. But that I probably could have rationalized that maybe I didn't see that. Maybe right, I didn't see them coming down, you know, the ocean waters. And, oh, we saw a dolphin that day too. But anyway, then I look over and dad is now on the beach playing ball with the little boy who was way out in the water. There's no way he could have swam back, dried off and start playing ball in the time that we went like this and then went like that. So that one kind of was like, whoa. And Stacy wasn't really noticing it. So I pointed it out to her. She goes, you're right. The kayakers weren't there. And I said, here's the other thing. That man was out in the water. And I was like, he was like way out there snorkeling. Because on that beach, you got to go out quite a ways before, you know, it's like shallow for a long ways. And then before it gets deep enough for you to actually see anything when you're snorkeling.
Right.
So you have to kind of trek out there a little bit. And anyway, so that one was a very impactful, weird event where no kayakers, guy out in the water, guy up here playing on the beach with this kid. Complete, like, it's like somebody just changed scenes or something and boom, done. But the thunder crackling was that, a really cool piece.
It is. And I think that is something significant. I really do. Like it was maybe even that was like, you know, because you were aware it's happening right there when you're aware of it. It's like, it probably is something. I mean, if I were doing a sci-fi movie, that's what I would do. I would make some noise to be, to represent the shifting of a timeline or shifting of something, a dimension, whatever, you know, it's like,
or let's play really good. They took us to the Crystal City and all this other stuff happened. The guy came up, the kayakers come
absolutely.
By.
You were gone for who knows how long.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't think we thought to check and see if we lost time.
Because especially with everything that was now happening, that guy being back up here and dried off and now playing, there's a fair amount of time that elapsed in your little.
Yeah. Yeah. For those kayakers to get there, the guy's up on the beach and he's dried off playing ball, all of it. So there's so many possibilities. All right. So what do you guys think it was? Let's go into that chat room.
And do you guys have any things that have happened to you that, you know, you've wondered? I think what's happening here is, you know, these things happen all the time. It's just, we're not usually aware of it, you know? And if we do notice something, our conscious mind is very quick to rationalize it. So we don't give it a lot of attention, because we're not necessarily, it's, these things are happening. They're not supposed to really be affecting our day-to-day life. And that's where you have some kind of an agreement, probably, where you want to be aware when these are happening. And that's why you are.
Yeah,
because they can really kind of rattle your cage, you know, if you're, and that's where we talk about Mandela. And I think that's what a lot of that is. It's they're witnessing these things happening that normally would just kind of gradually move into something else. But the purpose of it happening that way, per their agreement, is to get them to shake, kind of wake them up. You know, it's like it's doing something to make you notice there's something happening here. And if that's what is going on, so it makes you start questioning.
Yeah.
Reality, you know, so reality. A lot of people, I think, have that in there, but you were already aware of things like that. So, I mean, you already know of these things. So it wasn't like you needed to be shook awake. I bet you just wanted to be aware. You want to know when these things are happening.
Yeah. I wanted to know when that shift, you know, and in the Matrix movie, Neo is climbing up the staircase in this building and a window turns into a brick wall. And he's like, does anybody else see that? And they're like, oh, what happened? What happened? He tells them, and he's like, oh, they just made a change in the program of the Matrix. And so it was just like, ooh, I want to know when they do that. Yeah. So I have asked for that. And I have noticed the glitches, right? There's those little glitches.
And yeah. See, Ryan didn't ask for that. I asked to be aware when I'm being downloaded. And so I am aware, but I never have asked for that. But see, you'll get whatever you ask for.
Yeah.
You want to be aware of different things, just ask.
There it is. And I've had a couple of clients that have asked to be aware when they're taken out of body and they go on ships or wherever afterwards. And
then they wonder, why is this happening to me? You asked to be aware. It was always happening. Now you just asked to be aware.
You wanted a sign, you wanted this thing. And so this is what we provide for you. So you know that you went somewhere. And I have to tell you guys, they don't think about that being comfortable or uncomfortable for us. So I think one person was like they jump awake all startled and you know, like the reentry was really harsh or something. Why does that keep happening? Why do I wake up like that? And it's like, because you wanted to be aware that you were out of your body. So they land you in there really hard.
Careful what you ask for. I mean, you will get it. I mean, like you said, there's no discernment. It's you get what you ask for.
Yeah.
Period. So it's not like, oh, if and when and da da da. No, I want this. Okay.
Yeah, there you go.
I'll give it to you.
If you think you're ready for it. You know, and I think that's a vibratory match too, because if it's not gonna scare you, if you're asking for it and it's not gonna scare you, they'll give it to you. And did I tell you about when I woke up in the middle of the night and I was restless and I couldn't sleep? And so I started speaking some light language, because sometimes that'll clear the energy, right? And so when I was speaking the light language, all of a sudden, boom, I'm this 30-some-year-old man standing up in this big building that's over a cliff. And when I walked up to the wall turned into a window, like it got transparent. And I'm looking out over this jungly area, over this cliffside, and just checking it all out. And then when I turned back around, the wall turned back into a wall. And then I turn around, there's this table and there's five other people at the table. And I know that my seat is the one at the end. The positions of the seat didn't mean anything. And I was looking at that going, oh, this is interesting. And I was very aware that I was this male in this, in wherever this was. And so then I woke up enough to grab my phone and record it. And so I recorded what I could remember of that. And then I went to go lay back down. And the next thing happens is, boom, now I'm standing out by a garden. It's this big, lush, beautiful garden. And there's all these people harvesting the garden, the crops and everything, and the vegetables. And there's this person standing next to me. And they said, this is what you guys are working for. This is what you're trying to do on Earth.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, and then boom, I'm asleep. And I was like, oh, I hope I remember that second part, because I didn't record the second part. And then the next night, same thing. I woke up and I'm kind of stir crazy. I thought, well, maybe I'll try that that little light language thing again. Mm-hmm. So I did the little light language thing again. And then what happens, and this one was very brief, I'm flying over water, like my energy body's just flying over this body of water, and it was like a river, and following along, and again, I sense there's somebody with me, but I can't see them, and then I look over to the left, and there's this field full of glass pyramids. You know, they were narrow and tall, but they were pyramids. And it was like when we drive by and you see the windmill fields or you see the solar panel fields, it was something like that. I didn't understand what it was, still not quite sure what it was, but it was just a field full of them. And they were very tall glass pyramids. And then I was back in my body and I was like, this time they didn't tell me what I was seeing. And, you know, I was like, are those little healing pods? Do people live in that? Is that so, like a solar power source? What is that? I don't know. But I asked, well, why am I seeing this? And they said, because you want to remember where you go when you're out of body.
Ah, there you go.
So apparently I live a dual life. Mm-hmm. So I don't know.
Moving around.
Yeah. Having a good life on a lush green planet. Mm-hmm. Plenty of water and sunshine and happy people. So
well, next time go hover over those things and ask more questions.
I can't pick when it happens either. You know, I can't intentionally, or I haven't been able to anyways, where I go into a meditation and want to revisit that. Nope. And they did that to me one other time when I can't remember where I was when it happened, but that's when I knew that there was a crystal city sitting over Florida. I closed my eyes for something and boom, I'm flying. And there was this little village off to the left. And then there was this village was kind of like the guardians or the gatekeepers of the entry to the crystal city. And the crystal city, then there was this huge mountain and you'd go through the base of the mountain. There was a entry point and you go through there and it takes you into the crystal city. I never got to go in it. I just got to go up to that point. I just knew that that's where that was going to take me. And then I was back in my body and I'll just get little glimpses like that.
Okay. So I'm going to ask you about the crystal city. Cause you just keep saying it's over Florida. Where over Florida or over all of Florida?
It's over all of Florida. It goes up into Georgia. It goes it's huge. It covers the Gulf.
Sounds more like a crystal state rather than a city.
But there's many, there is an alternate dimension that has crystal cities all over the place. So I say it's over Florida. The reason they're showing me Florida is because they're activating the water over there. Mm-hmm. And this is information that comes to me. This isn't through sessions or anything, but they're activating the water over there to return it back to healing waters. And so the crystal city, there's people all around the planet that have been putting energy into the crystal city, and what I was told is some people will be able to start seeing the crystal city with their physical eyes. And so that was why we were sitting on the beach going, I want to see it. But anyways, this crystal city is part of activating the waters. There's crystal cities all over the globe. So it's not the only one. They're all over the globe. They're in an alternate dimension, kind of like the fairy world. And as we raise our vibration, we're going to be able to see it. So. Or when we hit the right
makes frequency. Sense. Yeah. Well, we're in the same frequency dimension that it is. Then
I hear somebody saying, is that 5D, whoever you are, but I just heard you. I don't believe it's the same as the 5D Earth or the new Earth. I think the crystal cities are different than the 5D Earth. However, they may be accessible when we reach that fifth dimensional frequency.
Yeah. Whenever it's just a matter of being a frequency and dimensional match, like you said, it's resonating with it, then you'll see it. It's just like any of the things, the ETs, the spirit realm, all these different things, where you're on that frequency, then you can see what's there. And that's why you're starting to see things. Everyone is starting to see things that they couldn't see before, they didn't see before. It was always there. It was just vibrating at a different frequency. And now as our frequency is changing, so you're just at the same frequency. And so that's why you can see it.
I'm trying to think of the movie that came out where, you know, they were existing on this one reality. And then they went to what we would be like a street mall or something like that, or a farmer's market or something of that nature. And they had to put a headset on in order to see that dimension. And And so you see like this open desert, and then they put the headset on and all of a sudden it's a marketplace. It's kind of like that. It's kind of like turning the dial on your radio to the next station. You know, here you're in country, here you're in pop, here you're in classical, whatever.
Yeah.
You just change that frequency, that dial, and you get a new station, you get a new kind of music. Well, that's the same thing with these realities, and we can learn how to do it. That's, you know, that's kind of the fun of all of this. Okay, Crystal City sounds like Disney World to me. Well, we're all going to Disney World. There we go. Mm-hmm. Let's see. I'm going to just start reading some of these just so you guys know that we do care what you say. So, okay. So we've got, boy, you guys are so active in there. Thank you. Okay. Hi, Amy. Hi, Danielle. Hi, Erica, Lenny, Corey. I hope I didn't miss anybody that's been in here. Rhonda. Okay, you guys. Okay, while listening to your story, a bunch of stuff fell off of the bench in front of me. All right, Danielle.
Oh, I love it.
Very
I
cool. Uh-huh. Even my cat was like, I made the face of the emoji that she put on there. Okay. Erica puts, well, I've lost like that. Don't know what part of the story you were referring to. Okay, long story. I lost an hour. Oh, the time. Lost an hour in split seconds. Yeah. I was also standing in a doorway at the time. Interesting. Because see, we were talking a lot about time in the beginning. Yeah. So we got prompted to head this way. But yeah, all of it, I think, does have to do with time and dimensions and all that stuff.
It does. I mean, we know so little about what's actually going on.
Yeah. And Lenny's saying, I don't just shrug off and rationalize anymore. So yeah, I get that. You can't. We're becoming aware. Mm-hmm. And so it's becoming too frequent to just be like, didn't really happen.
You can't just shoo it off anymore.
Yeah. Oh, this is interesting. So Corey says, I was driving down a major street. I've been down thousands of times in my life and saw a very detailed fountain that I had never seen before. My head snapped to when I saw it, as I didn't remember it. See, yeah, that's the reaction I had, as I was just mm-hmm. like, what? Yeah. Where did that come from?
Where did that come from?
Yeah. That's a week later, I told my mom about it. We drive up and down the street 4 or 5 times. There's no fountain. Oh, okay.
Yeah, you really know.
I haven't had them disappear again on me. That's interesting.
Mm-hmm. Then you really know you shifted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's really interesting. I always think of that movie, The Butterfly Effect, when, mm-hmm. you know, Ashton Kutcher, he goes back into those moments in his diary and then changes something. And then the timeline changes. And so he comes back to a different reality and stuff. And I think that we're dealing with some of that.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Judy, the movie Free Guy. Did you guys go watch it?
I watched it.
And?
I was going to start talking about that because it kind of shifts things a little bit. Before we go there, and I promise we'll come back to that, I wanted to, because I think I've shared this before, but it goes along with this. It's like the only one that I'm aware of that happened, like where it's something odd, where time is doing something funny. And it was... like Tiffany was probably, I'm trying to think how old she was, but it was in the middle of the night. And so when she came into my room and wakes me up, says, Mom, I don't feel good, you know, her thing. And I probably said something to her, and it was just that one encapsulated little moment. And then here, you know, then I'm asleep, you know, so I don't know what, you know, nothing happened. I just said something to her, and then it's like, I'm asleep. Several minutes later, she comes in my room and she's like, it's the same scenario, just playing itself out again. She's like, Mom, I don't feel good. And I'm like,
didn't we just do that?
Didn't you just do, Tim? What? Didn't you just do, did you come in already? Mom, I don't feel good. Now it plays out. It keeps going. But it was like that. It was like a little skip or something, or
the glitch.
Yeah, exactly. A glitch. Yeah. But that's the only one that I have been consciously aware of where it happened, and it's like it just really you don't forget them. it stands out.
Yes. Okay. Valerian was the movie I was referring to. Thank you, Tammy. Yes, I can never remember the name of that. where they did the dimensional Valerian.
Valerian, V with a V as in Victor?
Yeah, V-A-L-E-R-I-A-N. And it's a good, I've watched it a couple of times just because it's like, okay, there's information here. It's tucked away in these little nooks and crannies. But the beings that are on that show, for some reason, I recognize them. So I think I've
had a lifetime. We need to watch it now for that reason.
Yeah. We don't want to.
Okay, now, Free Guy.
Free Guy.
That has so many things on so many levels. It's like that. But you know, the biggest thing, because I'm really doing this so much stuff on manifesting right now. And it's like, I'm really just kind of dove in into the deep end of this whole manifesting. And so I'm looking at it from that as well, you know, from like at the end where he says, we can do whatever we want. And I'm like, yes, yes. When you wake up, you can do that. When you become conscious of your world and your reality and you're manifesting, yes, you can do what you want. You know, so it was like, that was really cool. But let's go back to what they called these people.
Yes. Background people.
Yes, the background people. I'm like, are you kidding me?
I bet you anything, somebody read your mom's book.
Had to have. And that shows you, so they're just doing their thing until something happens that brings them, you know, to the forefront. It was like, you know what? He put on a pair of sunglasses. Oh my gosh. He awoke, you know, he woke up, and that's what it is. If something happens and then their life changes, and then they go on. Otherwise they're just,
then they can do whatever they want.
They can do whatever they want. Yeah.
And what are they trying to get to? They're in this city, but what is the goal?
Yeah.
Get to that other city, to that utopia land.
Yeah. Yeah. What'd they call it? It was,
I forget. But you guys go watch that movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
Another one that I just
watched. Sorry for the spoiler alert for the end of it.
I know.
But yeah, it's
you know what? Really, I've seen it twice, I mean, and I would watch it again. I don't think it's.
I was floored when they started saying background people. I'm like,
yeah, there's the background people. Well, what's this character? He's not supposed to have a skin suit like that.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a background person.
It has so much. I mean, you know, these people are reading these books. Whoever did it, they found a very clever way of bringing this to light. Yeah, so.
Here's another one, and I won't say what movie it's in because then maybe it won't be a spoiler, but I just went to the theater with the kids for Jaden's birthday, right? And we went and watched a movie. And in the movie, there's a part where the aunt pulls the nephew aside and, you know, she's teaching him things. And while she's teaching him, she's telling him, you realize that you're clearing this for the ancestors. It's like, hello, what have we all been doing for so long? The message has been clear the ancestral karma. And here it is in the movie. Mm-hmm. And then there's another one coming out. Why am I so bad at remembering movies? Let me see if I didn't leave it up on the other screen. It's a Marvel movie.
Oh.
Let me see if I can find the name of it because it's coming out. It hasn't come out yet. And it's
we need to call our show now the latest releases.
Oh, I know. You guys, you've got to get on board with the movie watching. Instead of book reading, we're going to movie watch. But
I'm still avid book watching. I mean, book watching. Here we go. Book watching. Keep reading books.
Keep reading the books. Okay, let's
add movies to it.
You know? I love Doctor Strange, by the way. That one's another one that's just mind-blowing. Eternal.
Yeah, see, Tiffany's the one that's gotten me into all those. So thank you, Tiff. Yeah, she turned me into all the Marvel and all those things. Yeah.
So when the Eternals come out, I think we all need to go do that one as a group, right? We all need to do that as a group and go see it because it's these guys that are coming back from space and they're being asked the question, why haven't you interfered? Why haven't you come to help us when we had all these other things going on? And they explain it.
Yeah.
And they explain how humans got to Earth.
Yeah,
at least in the previews they do.
So I have seen that trailer and I'm like, oh my god, this is so cool, because they're saying there was a lot of the things, the taglines, the key lines that we know are the things that we say.
The Great Awakening, you guys. You know, they've been bringing everything else through the movies. Now they're bringing up all of our awakenings through, you know, all of these messages are coming.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the best ways to deliver messages is through movies and books. Yeah.
Very much so.
Into storytelling. Yeah.
This girl is very excited about it because we're going to be going to see those movies anyway. I remember the first, the Avenger movies, the very first time it came out, I had brought the kids. It was 2012 and I had brought the kids to Maui and we were all very excited about the first Avenger movie. And so we went to the movies while we were in Maui and people teased the heck out of me for that. Like, you went to Maui and you went to the movies? And I said, it was dark out. It was evening.
Yeah.
We went to the movies and we loved it. And so it's been our thing to go to all the Marvel movies. And, you know, I've just been so impressed with how much information is in all of those. So.
Well, see, they can do it in that setting because it's all make-believe. If you could do anything, what would you do?
I love it. So, all right, let's see. Any of you guys have movie recommendations for the rest of us? Get in here in that chat room and do it. Or if you're on my YouTube, get on my YouTube chat and do it. Share it with everyone. I'm always looking for something good to watch. And I know Netflix got a bunch of stuff on there too that are kind of like, there it is. They're saying it right there.
Yes. It just watch it with a different, I mean, just kind of keep your antenna up. you'll see what they're doing. It's really cool.
Exactly. Oh, Dune. I keep seeing that one being advertised.
So
Stargate's a good one. Dune is in the theaters right now.
Okay. And
it was one of the ones I wanted to go watch. So maybe I'll see about getting that in this weekend. I like going to the theaters. Yeah. I think it's a fun getaway.
Stargate's funny they mentioned that because I watched that again last weekend. You know, I just started after I watched the other one, I'm just like, okay, what else do I want to watch? You know? So
yeah. That popped up. Okay, so Tammy's saying the remake. I don't know the first. Are you talking about the one in the theater that just came out, Tammy? Just let us know. You'll get that message in a second. Okay. We have a little time lapse. So but yeah, there's so many good things out there that are bringing things to light and showing us how magical we are and that there are other dimensions. Yeah. So the new one that's out in the theaters, that's the one she's talking about.
So, I mean, it is. I mean, treat it like mind candy. You know, it's just fun. Let's just go see, enjoy it and just, you know, have fun with it.
Yeah. Well, we've talked about this before where, you know, go into everything with that childlike wonderment and just be like, I'm going to go have fun. How fun is that? So, yeah. And that's a great way to clear energy if you're going through stuff that's bogging you down. Because, boy, was that a theme for October, was some pretty heavy energy being balled at us as we're in all these retrogrades and moons and blah. You know, like, oh, I can breathe. But bouncing into that childlike wonderment is always. It's always kind of a fun little playful place to be. So yeah, take it on that way. But Valerian, that's one that's been out for a while. So you can probably get that on one of the little movie networks for like a couple bucks to rent it. And it's a good one.
I'm going to look it up. Maybe I can watch it tonight.
Oh my gosh. You're going to thank me. And you're gonna thank Tammy for getting the name to us. So that yeah, I don't know what it is about that one that I can't remember the name of it, but anyways, thank you, Tammy, for putting that up there. Soul is a good one. Have you watched
that? Another one. Yeah, I haven't watched it yet. No, and I'm like, last week I was like, okay, I'm gonna watch that one next, and then it's something happened and I didn't. So thank you for the reminder. I've got to watch it. Yes.
Yeah. Okay, keep them coming. We like this because I think we're just gonna. Oh, okay. Lenny might be teasing you for saying watching books. Just saying. It's like, what? Oh yeah.
Okay.
Keep watching the
book. Okay, I was teasing myself about it too. So
it's funny. Okay. I don't know what the is that Sense8? Maybe not. Karen, what is that movie that you put up there? Because it looks like it came up in Spanish or something. And I don't read Spanish. So Battlestar Galactica. Yes, like Star Trek, Star Wars, Battlestar Galactica, Stargate. All of those are happening now, kind of things. Yeah. So.
Yeah, at the time they were created, they were sci-fi, you know, totally make-believe. But really they weren't, because they were based, they came from a real source that was real, absolutely real information. So it looked sci-fi and looked like make-believe because it wasn't in our reality yet. But now we see it's very much real. It was coming from
accurate too.
It's totally real.
So Karen says the name of it is If I Hadn't Met You, and that's on Netflix. The Last Mimsy. Yes. Thank you, Erica. I think Erica and I have had talks about The Last Mimsy. That is an excellent one.
Yeah.
Very cool. I love that you guys are coming up with these. Challenge continues. Keep putting them up. But those are such good ones. I'm glad I've seen that. I haven't seen the If I Hadn't Met You one yet. So
no.
Thank you, Karen. That might be one for a watch and little Netflix viewing tonight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sounds good.
I'll curl up with my coffee and just watch the movies. let's see, going back in time. Each time, time traveler guy one. Okay, each time he changes the present. Oh, that sounds about right.
Yeah.
So going back in time. I don't know if I heard Time Machine.
Yeah,
Somewhere in Time.
Somewhere in Time.
Amazing one.
Yes.
If you haven't seen Somewhere in Time, that's another amazing.
That's one of my all-time favorite. That is just.
the man who produced that movie lives out by me. I got to talk.
That's right. You said that.
Yeah. I got to sit down and hear him tell stories about making that. So yeah. Amazing. We're there. We're at the time. We're getting
our 2-minute warning. So
we got fireworks shooting up saying, it's time, girls. It's time.
Yes.
So Julia, how do people find more information about being QHHT practitioners and or getting sessions?
Yeah, absolutely. If you want to, and QHHT is this hypnosis technique.
let's get back to the timeline where you know how to talk.
Yeah. I just jumped timelines, came back. Now I'm back. Okay. Yes. it's hypnosis method that my mother, Dolores Cannon, created and developed, and to show you how to help other people to see who they really are by explore all these crazy things that we're talking about, backdrop people and timelines, dimensions, all these things. This is normal for us. Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's called QHHT, and you can find out more about it at QHHTofficial.com. And I think you have a code that people can.
If you want to become a practitioner. Yeah, if you want to become a practitioner, put in the code, the magic is real. All is one word, the magic is real. That'll get you 10% off.
Yeah, and let's see. So that's if you want to do that. If you want to have a session, we've got to talk really fast now. Then go to the Find a Practitioner page on that same site, and you can look for somebody in your area and just see who resonates with you. Tracy, how can people find you?
TracyMahan.com or go to QHHTofficial.com, find a practitioner and look for Tracy Mahan. I'm in Oregon and I'd love to work with you. So check it out. Okay, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye. Love you.